Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Well Resource Center in Pella has a new program, The Well Works. Let's go in-depth with Jason Henry and Rich Kakmarinski with The Well. So Jason, what does The Well do?
Yeah, Bob, so we have been a nonprofit ministry here in town for really 5 years. And our primary focus is folks that have some sort of poverty in their life. Now, often people think poverty is money. We find that poverty is much bigger than money. It could be my physical health, my spiritual health, my emotional health. It could be just a number of different forms that poverty comes in. And when we see people, we want to work with them long term to move them to a point of stability in their life. As a ministry, we firmly believe God has gifted all of us to have our own stability in life. We want to speak into that, and we want to provide resources that help them move to that point. So as you've watched The Well over the last handful of years, you've seen us do things like classes. You've seen us bring other programs in place that, again, help that person move to a point where their resources are much more stable in their lives.
Part of it is being valued too, and be a valuable member of a community. It's hard to imagine somebody pulling themselves out of, say, a bad situation without having a place of value in society is part of the
that
deal.
That is absolutely right. You know, I think we kind of take for granted the fact that we have encouraging relationships in our life. So imagine if you don't have that. If you don't have somebody that acknowledges the gifts and talents you bring, what your emotional state is, and how do you step forward every day inside of that? And that's really what we want to do, is we just want to speak truth to people that you have the capability, you have the talents to be able to do things, and we want to walk with them through the difficult times, again, to kind of enjoy how God has created them.
Part of our value to the community is in the work we do.
That's correct.
I think I'd have a hard, maybe someday I'll retire, but I think work in the community makes me feel like a better person, like I'm part of it, like I'm making a difference. And you've got a new program that involves work. What's it about, Rich?
Well, we're calling it Well Works. And so a certain percentage of our clients here at The Well have employment struggles. They're unemployed or maybe underemployed, and maybe they've lost the ability to work, maybe through some bad decisions or some things that have happened in their lives. So our goal is to help them kind of, Jason used the words, you know, bring them to stability. And so we're creating some work opportunities inside The Well here. We're partnering with some of our local manufacturers to bring some work into The Well, create some work opportunities for our clients so they can not only earn some money, but also, as you mentioned, earn some of the other benefits of work, camaraderie, you know, sense of accomplishment, organization of their day. And also, we want to help them provide any skill training that we need to do to help them perhaps go to the next level.
Well, and it's so cool, and it's so right on for Marion County, is you're going to provide opportunities for people to make things. I mean, we're such a great manufacturing county, and you're providing the possibility for people to make things. And that's something tangible. It's something in your hands that you can say, I made that.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And so what's the first project? What are you going to make?
Well, we're real thankful. One of our business partners is a company here in Pella called Ring-O-Matic, and they've jumped on board. They had a small assembly. We're looking to do light manufacturing. So for those listeners who may don't understand, you know, light manufacturing would be small assemblies, maybe some kitting work. We're not getting it into heavy manufacturing at this point in time, like welding or CNC machining or like that. There's a lot of the manufacturers here in the Pella area that do that. So we're going to be on the light end of the manufacturing. So we're looking for assemblies. Ring-O-Matic has an assembly they've been manufacturing for a long time, maybe 50 years. It's an agricultural product. It's actually a hog catching device, and so. There's X amount of assembly work that needs to be done, and also shipping. So this past week, actually, we moved all their assembly fixtures over to our facility, and they're going to supply us with the raw parts that they're manufacturing the raw parts. We're going to take those raw parts, we're going to paint them, and then we're going to assemble them, box them up, and ship them for Ring-O-Matic. And so we're really excited about it. It's kind of falls within our light manufacturing wheelhouse, something that most all of our clients probably could do with some proper training. So we're excited about this. I think this is a good start for us. This is probably about 40 hours a week of work for our clients, and obviously we're looking for more, so we're working with some other manufacturers in town, but this is a great place for us to start.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Well Works with Jason Henry and Rich Kakmarinski.
Well, and this is a pretty simple thick wire loop and a sleeve and a handle to hook the hog. And so it's pretty simple, but it's got to be assembled. I mean, it has to be assembled. I don't really see it being automated. I'd see this as a human assembly.
Takes hands
thing.
To do it. Yep.
Yeah. And it's, okay, so how long would it take you to teach me how to do this, to assemble this?
Well, that's a great question. We hired our first employee last week, and she learned to do this really in a couple days. So, and it wasn't full days either. So I would say we had your undivided attention. I think within a couple hours, we probably could have you up and building.
Could be doing. And so how fast can I build them, you think?
Well, I think every person's got their own speed, but right now we probably have about 3 to 7 minutes worth of assembly, according to the book, in each one of these devices. So, again, depends if you have any quality issues you have to work with, but a standard production, you probably should be able to get this done in about 3 to 5 minutes.
So it's moving fast enough, it's interesting, and it's diverse enough parts that it's not like turning the same screw all day long or something. So, yeah. I mean, that's an asset, but this is sort of your first run at it, right? You want to do more?
Yeah, that's correct. So our goal, Rich said, this is about 40 hours of work for a person a week. Our ultimate goal is to find about 400 hours of work a week to plug clients into. And just to give you some numbers for perspective, we see about 1,000 different clients a year. When you look at the data of who we're seeing, 70% of them have a job-related issue. Now that job-related issue could be anywhere from I'm unemployed to I'm underemployed, right? So it's a range. We want to use these work programs again to move them to a better employment position than they're in today. So let's say we've got 700 people that we see each year that have a job-related issue. The thing that I think is awesome about it is for the community, every employer in town is looking for good employees. We operate in a place where our unemployment is low, low single digits. So you can look at that and say, there's not a lot of people out there to even pull from for some of these larger employers in town. The folks that we serve are in the 30% that aren't participating in the workforce. So if you can tap into that labor and inject them into the community, boy, what an awesome win for everybody, for the client we serve in getting that dignity that comes out of having a job, and for the loyal local employers in town who are looking for good people so they can continue to grow their businesses.
Okay, so I'm down on my luck. I've made some bad decisions. Life has thrown me a curveball. I just come and say I'm looking for work. Is that?
That's pretty much how it works. You know, we have every day somebody walks in our door and says, is there something I could do today? Is there something I could plug in today? Some work that I could do? Now, we ultimately, as the Well, we want folks to flow through our ministry because we want to provide holistic care, right? So somebody comes in, there's a reason they don't have a job. That reason may be an addiction that they're dealing with or something like that. We want to provide other resources that help move them to a more stable place.
Okay, so if I impress you with my work ethic and I convince you that I've turned over a new leaf, you're going to write me that good letter of recommendation to one of our manufacturing companies, maybe?
That is absolutely our goal. Our goal is not to have long-term employees, but to, again, move them back to a point of stability so they can be released to the community to work somewhere else.
So a success is to get somebody out of here.
Yeah, that's
right?
kind of a different way to look at it, but yeah, absolutely.
Graduation,
okay.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about The Well Works with Jason Henry and Rich Kakmarinski.
The Well being what it is, a nonprofit, you're going to need some help for the community. You guys can't stand and watch people and make sure they're doing it right. Mm-hmm. Right? So how do you make that happen?
Yeah, thank you. We are a volunteer-run ministry, so we are always looking for volunteers. And we are looking for people to help us with our well work program, specifically supervisory people. If there's some people who maybe are retired frontline supervisors from the local manufacturing firms, we definitely entertain that as some volunteers. Or if there's someone who maybe has always wanted to be, you know, in a supervisory setting and maybe has a skill set there. So we're looking for people to help us kind of build our supervisory structure here at the well with our well works. And then, honestly, our whole—I'm going to put a plug in for the wider functions of the well. But we have everything from our, you know, congregant meal program to our thrift store. So we're looking for volunteers from across the board for the well.
And so, is it as simple as me saying, let's say I can do the fourth Friday afternoon of the month? Was that enough?
I'm willing to take, yeah, if. You know, some people who are volunteering obviously maybe have a set window of time that they can only volunteer, and so I'm willing to work with people as far as that's concerned. If they, you know, whatever time frame they can send our way, we're willing to work around that.
And we see the range. We see folks that plug in once a month. We see folks that plug in 2 to 4 shifts a week. So we get a wide variety, and I think that's a really neat thing about our ministry. We have so many different options. You can bring whatever gift or talent you have and we can plug you into it. So it's a nice way to get volunteers connected and serving inside of our community. The other thing that I would put a plug for is from a client side, I have not met somebody yet that doesn't know of someone that could fit into this work program. So from a referral standpoint as well, if you know somebody who could plug into the work program, by all means, feel free to refer them to the well, and we'd love to start conversations with them.
And I bet there's some people already coming here for other services that you're going to tap on the shoulder and say, hey, here's an opportunity for you.
Absolutely.
Now, what if I have a small manufacturing company, or let's just say I'm one of the bigger ones and there's some aspect of assembly that would fit in? You want phone calls? Saying, hey, I might have something for you.
Absolutely. Again, we're blessed to have some great manufacturing firms here in the Pella area, and Jason, I've been blessed to work for some of them, and so we would like that if they have maybe a small assembly, or some kitting work, or something that they feel like might be a fit for us. Please call us, reach out to us. We'd love to engage that conversation with them. We're looking for more business partners to work with.
What's been the reception of the community so far? You're just sort of getting out of the gate here, aren't you?
We are very much getting out of the gate, but I will tell you, every conversation we have gets people excited about it. Rich and I went down last week to Knoxville to the Marion County Providers Meeting. So that's where all the social service providers will get together and talk about what's going on. So we went down and talked about the Works program. The following week, I ran into someone who was at that provider's meeting, and she told me, she said, in my office, they have been talking about this all week. There's just not a lot of opportunity to plug folks in that are struggling to work, because an employer doesn't want to take the risk. There's challenges there. The social service agency sometimes feels that their hands are tied as far as what they can do. We fit right in that margin of being able to help someone out. So I think through these partnerships with not only local employers, but also the social service agencies, we've been in contact with COC, who many of you know their sheltered work stuff is going away. We'd like to employ some of them as well. And again, all these other social service providers have people coming in that have this need. So we're just thrilled about what the potential is long term. Now there's a lot of work to get to that point, and we're trudging through that as well. So,
well, it just seems like such an opportunity to get work, and with it, dignity, self-worth, maybe pull some people out of depression, out of dependency, to being independent and make significant contributions to the community. It just seems such a great step to make for the community with this program.
Yeah. One of my favorite stories to tell about the well that has happened in the last year is with a client we met about 18 months ago. And when we met this person, they were unemployed. They came in looking for housing because they were homeless. They were jobless. They were carless. You know, you add less, I can tell you they had every less in the book, right? And as you know, as a ministry, we are not a handout ministry. We want to work with people because we believe in people. So we want to encourage them, and we want to work with helping them stabilize their resources. So fast forward to last November, and I'm proud to say this individual now, they've got a job. They've got a vehicle that they've purchased themselves. They've got an apartment, and praise God, they're not dealing with their addiction, right? They're recovering from their addiction. So for all intents and purposes, this person has moved a significant way in a 12 to 18 month period in time. And when we were meeting with this person, they said to us at the end of the meeting, they said, "You know what? I want to thank you for telling me no and allowing me to believe I could do this myself." What a beautiful way to serve, right? What a great way to encourage someone through their capability and allow them to kind of get the dignity that they did this, they accomplished this. So I think that's just a really beautiful picture of what we're trying to do from a ministry standpoint here. And Works, you can hear how Works fits right in with that approach.
Thanks to Jason Henry and Rich Kakmarinski for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.